So there's this interesting moment in the transition from public markets to privatized markets. So essentially on the East Coast in the late 50s and early 60s, there was this initial wave of privatizing markets. However, there was a recession in 1873 that forced all of those markets to drastically raise their prices. It nearly destroyed all of them. So what happened was there was this revival of public markets, not only on the East Coast, but across the country. Dayton built two in response to it. Now, it only took another decade or so for things to even out before people could start trying to build privatized markets again, and Dayton's first one would be the arcade.